Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Got some high clouds floating overhead as you make your way to work or wherever you happen to be going this morning. 55 degrees if you average a temperature, as highs of 77 today. Pretty much same thing tomorrow. Warming through Friday with a chance for showers, highs of 79. Then 80 Saturday. But then Sunday morning, a cold front comes through. The high temperature we get early in the day of 71, and the temperature drops throughout Sunday, and the winds pick up. Monday and Tuesday of next week, the high temperatures are going to be in the mid to upper 50s, so get ready for that. Then it warms to the 70s. Government still shut down. What effect has that had on the economy? Well, let's talk to Mark Hamrick, try to figure it out, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Doing well, Tommy. Good morning, sir.
Happy second government 36-day shutdown, however we would celebrate this, if there's anything in the world to celebrate. Do you see this ending anytime soon, or do you see how it ends?
I think it'll be a lot like what happened last time in the sense that it was really where we saw air traffic coming under significant pressure. And that is essentially a proxy for commerce in this country. It's obviously a very important industry. It's important for the metro area where you reside. And, you know, and not to mention that, frankly, members of Congress do tend to be rather protective of their own interests. And if they can't get home to their own districts and, for crying out loud, get out of the nation's capital for a weekend,
yeah,
you know, that's where the rubber hits the road.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's probably right, Mark. Let's talk about what kind of data blackout has been happening during the shutdown.
Well, this Friday would typically be the day that we get the monthly employment report. And now this will be two straight months where we don't get what has historically been regarded as the most important set of data that is released in a given month. That comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or the Labor Department. This is when we talk about the unemployment rate, the number of jobs added or lost. And we don't have that. We will, in about an hour or so, get a report from the private sector with ADP that will tell us about what their snapshot of the job market represents. And we'll be able to slice and dice that as per usual. But it's not just the job market. It's the inflation reads, the consumer price index, the producer price index. It's construction spending. It's a whole host of reports that we get from the government that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell referenced as really being the gold standard for statistical data. That's not, of course, the most consequential aspect of all this. You know, there are broad aspects that where we've lived in an era where trust in institutions has been plummeting. Congress is basically at the bottom of the list of institutions when people are asked about its trustworthiness, and this certainly further does damage there. You know, yes, there are people who will look at this as more of a finger to point toward one party or the other, but we've been through these before where one party's in control and yet it still happens. And obviously we went through an election yesterday. People will make of that what they will, but it is broadly hurtful for the economy when the government is shut down for more than a month.
So no jobs report 2 months in a row. Has that happened before? And what is going to be the effect of that?
It has not happened before. One of my colleagues reminded me, and I had frankly forgotten that, when we had the shutdown in 2018 through early 2019, 35 days, the Labor Department actually did release a jobs report. Mm-hmm. So this is unprecedented in the sense of the statistical blackout, if you want to call it that. What is the impact? Well, it lends to further uncertainty because we don't have the measures. We do have other things we can look at, as I mentioned, ADP being one. We can see the state collective reports on where unemployment claims are. That's typically aggregated by Labor Department every Thursday. And some Wall Street brokerage economists have been doing that work. And essentially, they look relatively firm, meaning we've not seen a substantial weakening or a large pickup in the number of people filing for unemployment benefits. The Federal Reserve obviously cut interest rates recently, despite the fact that we have not had the statistical data because it has what it might regard or as officials regard as sufficient data to make their decision. But, you know, we think about the fact that the economy has been at a kind of a tipping point now anyway, in the sense of consumers are sort of buckling under the pressure of the continued pummeling they're getting with, you know, inflation being persistent and prices continuing to go up. And you have all kinds of CEOs saying, yeah, we're seeing where consumers are cutting back, not spending where they did before. We have also very much a wealth divide in this country where the wealthiest 10% of individuals account for about 50% of the spending. That's not a good dynamic either. And so we'll see how we fare here through the final months and weeks of the year, obviously speaking on the 5th of November. So, you know, we've got about half of a quarter left, but this will subtract from economic activity or growth in the current quarter. Typically, you do get some restoration of that once the shutdown is resolved. And not only do I hope, but I have a sense that I think we may be in the final week or so of this, or that's certainly my prayer.
Yeah, well, I was watching the transportation secretary yesterday warning of, I think, to paraphrase, basically saying there would be chaos unexpected. It's just hard to predict where the chaos is going to happen. And I think your point about when the Congress people can't get on their flights to get home, that's when they start taking it seriously. We'll talk when we come back about this quote I'm reading here. With job growth cooling and unemployment expected to edge up, workers may witness further signs that the robust job market they experienced during the past few years is in the rearview mirror. Do you know who said that?
I'll take a cue from you on that. How about that?
That was said by Mark Hamrick, Bankrate senior economic analyst, and he'll expand when we come back. 620 Traffic Now, WWL. 624 Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mark Hamrick, Bankrate senior economic analyst. Before we went to the break, I quoted him: with job growth cooling and unemployment expected to edge up, workers may witness further signs that the robust job market they experienced during the past few years is in the rearview mirror. What makes you say that, Mark, and what does that look like for people as they head into 2026?
Tommy, in recent months, I would have described the job market as sort of a no-hire, no-fire job market, where the number of people added was essentially going to almost statistically insignificant levels. We still hire roughly 5 million people a month in this country, but the job growth just hasn't been there. That's been seen in the Labor Department readings, and we've seen anecdotally now more people being laid off. So I've been sort of thinking of rephrasing this as opposed to a no fire, no hire, more along the lines of a yes fire, no hire job market. And we'll see whether this is a trend or whether it's a bit of a blip. But, you know, there's all kinds of reporting out there that indicates that it's a longer search times for people who are looking for work. There is just some rising anxiety, as indicated through surveys on consumer sentiment or consumer confidence in terms of just the job market alone. And, you know, we haven't even talked about tariffs during this conversation. Mm-hmm. And we know what the impact of that is. It is to put pressure on economic growth. And also, we have inflation that has been persistent.
So, what do you think, as of right now, 2026, I'm going way back. What do you think 2026 is going to look like? Or if you want to tell me what 86 looks like, you can tell me that, too, because I probably don't remember, Mark. Either way, it'd be okay.
Yeah. I think I was 25 then, but that was a good year.
Yeah, it's a good year.
But at any rate, I would say, I think that, first of all, the Federal Reserve has obviously cut interest rates twice in a row. We'll see whether they do so again in December. I think we're going to have persistent inflation. And what I will do is lean on the Quarterly Economist survey that my colleague Sarah Foster wrote about that I produce once a quarter at Bankrate, where they said that inflation will not return to the Fed's 2% target essentially in the next 2 years. It will remain elevated, that we'll see the unemployment rate probably rise up into the mid 4% range through the middle part or the third quarter of next year, and then we will see hiring slow. So that isn't a recession. They put the odds of a recession over the next 12 months at roughly 4 in 10. Mm. And that's what the economists think. And that's roughly parallel to what the Federal Reserve's own forecast through their summary of economic projections has indicated. One of the reports that we missed last week was third quarter GDP. And the consensus among economists was an annualized increase there of 3%. That's pretty good. We had a contraction in the first quarter, a rebound in the second quarter. All of that was because of distortions related to tariffs and imports. For the full year, the Fed looks for growth to come in under the annual average, roughly below 2%. And so that's sort of where we stand with things. And we may see a rebound next year, or we could see subpar growth again in 26. And, of course, we're saying all this basically a year ahead of midterm elections. So it's not just consequential, the performance of the economy for Americans, but with the president not getting high ratings on his stewardship of the economy based on the poll data that we see, not to mention the poor showing by Republicans in the elections yesterday, admittedly not necessarily a sample for the country as a whole. I think the Republicans are going to be under pressure to do something about the economy, and it remains to be seen whether they do.
How important, Mark, is Christmas to the fourth quarter, and how important is the fourth quarter to the year?
Yeah, it's very important. It's the most important season of the year for retailers. And I think we'll probably see an increase in sales that is parallel to the rise of inflation. So inflation recently rising at about a 3% rate. I don't think most average Americans are going to be, putting the pedal to the metal when it comes to holiday spending this year. We will continue to see an outsized representation on the part of wealthy Americans, and they'll do a fair amount of the heavy lifting. But that's not enough to lift the tide for all retailers, quite the contrary. And so I think this is going to be where most Americans are looking for value. And that means, may not be buying as many things as they might have in the past, but they're looking for really more return on their dollar for their holiday spend.
Are tariffs going to affect one portion of Christmas shopping more than the other?
I doubt it. Recently, we've seen some pressure with respect to things like with respect to consumer electronics, apparel, furniture, but those don't tend to be necessarily highly represented among holiday gifts.
Thank you, Mark. A pleasure as always. Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. LSU has a new athletic director. He was in the building the whole time, Virge Ausberry, and I don't know. I'm still wondering if the new LSU head coach is not already in the building. We'll see how that plays out. Right now, we pause for WWL First News, and for that, we go to Ian Ozan. All right, here we go. 6:44, 16 till 7, joined by Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. How you doing, Glenn?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Let's get the business out of the way first. Tell me about Tiger Reg. Tell me about who that is in the background first. Who is that?
TigerRag.com is a free website where we cover LSU, and we've been all over the firings and hirings at LSU the last couple of weeks. So just TigerRag.com.
Give me the latest on what's going on over there and your opinion on it.
Well, they're finally getting some things solidified. They got a president in Wade Rouse yesterday, and Wade Rouse's first move was to take the interim off of interim athletic director Virg Osberry's title and make him the athletic director. And so he can better find a new coach. He's in charge of the search firm and the search for a new football coach. He was interim AD, and, you know, you talk to a coach or his agent, they're going to ask who's going to be the AD. So that was a good move to let Virg be the AD, and he deserved that job to begin with. He's replacing Scott Woodward, who was fired last week after he fired Brian Kelly. So it's been Shakespearean around LSU.
So I'm confused about the committee or who's going to hire the next coach. Is it a committee, or is it Virg Osberry, or is it all of them?
It's Virg Osberry, and he has a search committee of a former player, some business people, two members of the board of supervisors, and usually what happens is the board approves the hire, but it's mainly for, and the president approves the hire, but usually those are rubber stamped. Mm-hmm. Osberry is the most qualified and experienced person to do the search. He was involved in several of LSU's previous searches as a member, high-ranking official in the athletic department. So it's 98% Virg Osberry.
You know what I was wondering? I wanted to ask you, I don't know who, you know, who the right guy is, but is the best coach in the country the best coach necessarily for LSU? Because I'm thinking about the whole Brian Kelly experiment.
Well, you know, I would say this. The word fit should not be used when you talk about coaches, because really Nick Saban didn't fit mm-hmm. at LSU, but he made LSU fit to him. And he changed the fan base and the school to fit to him. So in reality, he wasn't a good fit, but he won and changed things, so they changed their fit. And Kelly came in. He had a certain way of doing things, and he didn't win. The main reason Kelly got fired was because he didn't win. It wasn't because he didn't fit. LSU's had plenty of coaches that fit on arrival, like former players Jerry Stovall and Ed Orgeron, and they were good for a while, and then they got fired. So it didn't matter that they fit. Fit doesn't matter. It's if they win or not.
So what are some of the names that Virg Osberry would be looking at that you've heard or that you think he should look at?
Well, I think he's got to look at Lane Kiffin. He's the hottest coach in the country. He's got SEC experience. I think he is an offensive coordinator, which LSU has never hired a true offensive coordinator. I think that would be great. You know, John Summerall would be a great hire. He's a defensive coach, though. LSU's pass tends to be more defense, but I think they really need to hire an offensive coordinator type coach. I think Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri would be excellent. You know, I think it's anybody's guess right now. There's really no names other than just looking at who's young and who's been doing well. Brent Key at Georgia Tech is very good. You know, they also need a coach that's like in his 40s. Mm-hmm. The last time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Time they hired a young coach was Nick Saban. He was 49. Everybody else has been in their 50s and 60s since then. I think you need to make a younger hire and a rising coach who's already a head coach in college.
Man, time flies. I saw a tweet the other day of Nick Saban getting his birthday cake, and he was in a recliner with a blanket over his legs, and it's hard to believe he was 49 when LSU hired him, but he was. What about the what's the rest of the staff gonna look like after the new coach is hired? Because I'm thinking about Frank Wilson and people that have been loyal to the LSU program and valuable to the LSU program when it comes to recruiting and so forth. The new person is not likely to clean house, or is likely to clean house? Thoughts?
Well, that's up to the new coach. They have the right to come in and clean house. Now, what LSU, I think, should do, and I've been hearing they're probably going to do this, Frank Wilson is the associate head coach right now. Mm-hmm. He's a major recruiter, and LSU's coaching search is probably going to go past this high school early signing period that's in early December. You know, you don't just bring a coach in so you got one for the signing period. You got to take your time, and then the coach they may be interested in or may want, they may have to wait for him to finish in the playoffs in January. Mm-hmm. So over that time, Frank Wilson has to keep the program together. So you would hope that they would tell the new coach, hey, look, you got to keep Frank because he's been keeping it together for you.
And not as a favor, but because of relationships, right, Glenn?
Right, and keeping players.
Yeah.
Keeping the players from too many players entering the portal, signing and recruiting players for the early signing deadline, and then dealing with the early portal window. You got to keep him. You know, the new coach has to be told, you got to keep Frank Wilson. But other than that, you know, it's up to him.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, talking to Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, about the search for the new LSU head coach. 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:57, 3 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, talking about Virg Ausberry being the new athletic director and the hiring of the LSU coach. Glenn, all hell broke loose with the governor and when Brian Kelly was fired, and then Woodward, and then the governor was all over all kind of sports channels and everything else talking about the hiring of the coach. Has that settled down, and will that affect the search for the new coach at all, or will any potential coaching candidate say, okay, I'm working for, or know who they're working for? Talk about that, if you will.
Yeah, I think Governor Landry waded in and waded out there. And a governor and the state capitol getting involved with LSU is nothing new. Mm-hmm. And LSU has never had a coaching candidate take his name out or turn the job down because of who the governor is or politics. I mean, it doesn't happen or other places like in Louisiana, but I don't think it's ever had an impact on any hiring. I mean, the best coach LSU ever hired was Nick Saban, and the chancellor made that hire and kind of pushed aside the athletic director. There was a lot of controversy there. When Bill Arnsparger was hired, there was all kind of controversy over the firing of Jerry Stovall, and the school was split. So this is really, for LSU, it's par for the course. And Virg knows that, and the coaches really don't look at that. What they look at is all the talent in Louisiana and the geography of the LSU program and its history, and they think they can win because so many different coaches have won big at LSU. The last three national championships were three different coaches.
Bottom line is win, right?
That's right. Don't worry about the fit.
You win, you can write your own ticket.
If you win, you fit.
That's right. If you win, you fit. I'm going to write that down. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. Glenn Gilpo, editor of Tiger Rag. If you win, you fit. Greg Upton joins us. We come back, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. We'll talk about a number of energy projects that have been paused and canceled and what that could mean in terms of loss of hundreds of millions of dollars. We'll break it down. Then we'll talk to Steve Geller about the loss of a couple of Saints players and some trades that happened yesterday. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, chilly Wednesday morning. Glad to have you with us here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.